Okay, good morning. Today's class is in the Refuah Shlema of Kilia Bas Malchachana, also Dina Bachana, Rav Sholem ben Yavne, then Rav Daniel ben Sarah. Also, this class is in success of Yekutel Yehuda Mordechai ben Rivka Gittel. Also, this class is in success in Yirat Shemaim. My lovely wife, Elisheva Banabag, Gadiel ben Elisheva, Emet Elisheva, Shefer, Elisheva, Reina Malka Petobasha, and Gadiel ben Emet Elisheva. This class is also the Lishmat Yerachmel Daniel Ben Gedalia. All right, God willing, June 6th, we have two events, actually. There's a June 4th event in, Teaneck. That's the first event. And the second event is obviously the Park East event. And the Park East event, God willing, it's buy your tickets because that event sells up very, very quick. And again, it's going to be a very, very powerful class. I think I'm getting the downloads ready for the class. Usually happens, you have a target, you have a deadline, all of a sudden the guy gives you the deadlines. I don't have a big class, he doesn't give me enough downloads. So we get downloads when we put ourselves in a situation of pressure. So it's extremely important that we're going to take today's book is going to be Say Thank You and See Miracles, a specific chapter in Rabbi Arush's book where he addresses Likutei Tanina, lesson 2 in the second half of Likutei Moran. And we're also going to take the Likutei Halachas. And this is extremely, extremely important, these two concepts. And sometimes what happens is we're not valuing what we do enough. Okay? One of the things, unfortunately, when a person starts falling into negativities, falling into this, he ends up doing spiritual things without a head and without a heart. And he's going through the motions. The way it works spiritually is to the degree that you value what you do, is the degree that you get the light from that. Incredible. So it's like an attitude. Imagine if I said today, my prayer, my Hizbah Dudut is worth $1 billion today. Right? I would get $1 billion of credit. But let's say I go to Hizbah Dudut and I say my Hizbah Dudut is worth, $100. Then that's the spiritual benefit I get out of it. It's incredible. How you value the mitzvot, I was going to throw a Nick joke, but I just said it's not. They need to have a mooner right now. I don't want to throw a Nick joke. It was, that's why I stalled. But for Shalema. Anyway, to the degree that we value our mitzvot is to the degree that you get valued in heaven. Reb Nachman says finding your good point wakes you up spiritually. Your good point is your direct link to God. Although your good point may be covered with darkness, on the inside it's extremely beautiful. Hashem takes pride in even a person who does not deserve it, as far as he takes part in his good points, he gets it. You can always awaken other people's good points by judging them favorably. This can even bring about the most distant person to the tshuva. You understand? It's very powerful stuff. Very powerful stuff. Remember, godly is good. Loving yourself, being kind to yourself, and judging yourself favorably helps you find God and helps you receive His bounty. That's pretty, so let's repeat that again. Loving yourself, being kind to yourself, and judging yourself favorably helps you find God and receive His bounty. Do you understand? Think about what are you getting out of all this snake consciousness of depression, sadness, into am I doing this enough, am I getting that? Do you understand how it's all the evil inclination? Through the morning blessings that we say, we praise God for helping us find the good points. That's what you do when you say the morning blessings. He's helping you. He's telling you, thank you for not making me a slave. Thank you for not making me, for giving me a vision. Thank you for giving me strength. Thank you for giving me all I need. Thank you for giving me all. What are you doing? Is you're waking up your good points. You're focusing on the way that the set it up is the first thing you say is Modei Ani, right? That's showing gratitude. And the second after gratitude, focus on your good points. God's setting you up to win. Rejoicing over the tiniest good makes you deserving of His merit. So this, we just took a little bit of synopsis from the importance of, that's why if you look at Chabad, they're not judging the guy, hey, who's he married to, not married to, how is he dressed? Get you in? Do a mitzvah, do a positive action. Let's get positive momentum going. They're not interested in the guy, where, who you are, what he's saying, Ashkenazi, Sephardi, who cares? That doesn't bring good points. That only brings judgment and negativity. Rabbi Rush says this is exactly. He's going to give us a 10 analogy. But the whole point is when you can find the good in yourself, you can find the godliness in yourself. And if you find the godliness in yourself, it will bring you to joy. And that joy itself will bring shefa and bounty. Why? Because all shefa and bounty come when a person is in a state of joy. It's the bottom line. That's when you're in a good attitude, when you're feeling good, all of a sudden good news comes to you. But the same thing also. When we're in a negative state, all of a sudden you expect, here you go, here's another headache, here's another. It's because that's the energy that we're putting out there. We always have a specific energy out there. And this is and the problem today is that we think we need we constantly need a home run to be happy. I need a home run. I need a salvation. I need a miracle. I used to be in that mindset. You wouldn't believe that 20 minutes of working on a emunah can help you get the same feeling as the home run. So if you change the state, the conditions will change. And our trap today is the conditions have to change. If the conditions don't change, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in my life if the conditions don't change. And that is the biggest trap of the Yetzer Hara itself. And that's what we have to work on. So the whole point is you should have so much light from what you're doing. If you value yourself properly, then that itself will get you into an expanded consciousness. And an expanded consciousness, everything changes. Everything changes. Because expanded consciousness means you have Dat. Means you have Dat, and Dat is the source of all mercy. So expanded consciousness says you have Dat. In a constricted consciousness, it shows that our Dat is constricted, our consciousness is constricted. Therefore, we are in survival mode, in the practicality. So we can actually do simple things and all of a sudden pretend like, you know, for example, you know, somebody walked somebody from the city, never been bar mitzvah before, all of a sudden he got an aliyah, he was bar mitzvah. The guy was on cloud nine, you understand? He was on cloud nine. Why are we not feeling the same cloud nine? That's to the extent, that's the point where we're supposed to get to that point. And this is why we have to really, really connect to what we do. And if we do that, we will find good in ourselves. We will find good in God. But if we don't find good in yourself, how do you find good in God? You can't. You can't. Extremely important. So this is why, again, anytime we make errors in our lives, anytime we're making errors spiritually, embarrassment and I could do better and taking responsibility is the only way to work versus the guilt, the shame, the pessimism, etc. So what he's saying here is every tiny mitzvah or compassionate deed a person does has infinite worth, way beyond what you could imagine or what you think it's worth. way beyond. Even lighting candles, putting on tefillin, anything you do spiritually, if you do it with a good attitude, it takes the same thing and it adds five times to it. This is why Reb Nachman says, we first work on our happiness, then we work on our religious observance. Because if we're doing our religious observance without working on our happiness, we have a problem. Then whatever we're going to do, we're going to do it as an obligation, and we're going to get 10 cents on the dollar. But if you're working on happiness, you understand? If you're working on happiness, then you're doing the exact same thing, and you're getting 100 cents on the dollar. You're getting the energy of 100 cents on the dollar. Today, unfortunately, because we're in exile, because of the worries today, because of that, we are not getting hijacked spiritually by small, good, positive actions that we do. You understand? Because we don't believe in them. That's the problem. Because, well, of course, we think we know better. We know better, right? We definitely have the clue. We don't. We're opposite. We have become more complicated and less simple, and that's caused the majority of our problems today. So think about the tiniest things you do. Rejoice in them, and those rejoicing in them will actually, that opens up the pipes in heaven. It's the same thing as, imagine your kid telling you, wow, I'm so happy I brought my father water today. I'm so happy I made my wife a tea today. I'm so happy. It's something to think about. It's something, but obviously, you know, because we are in such a state of receiving, we don't even think about what giving is. And this can be tweaked. This morning I read this, I changed everything. I was extremely joyful the fact that I was able to pray. I was extremely joyful the fact that whatever my morning ritual was, normally you just go through it. But this time I rejoiced at every single small win that I had. And that itself builds momentum. And that itself is not only you're doing it, but you're now getting spiritual benefits, which is clarity, which is energy. I mean, what is clarity and energy worth today? I mean, what is the price of clarity and energy? It's priceless. There's no price I could put today on clarity and energy today. You know, $1 billion industry energy drinks, just so you can have a little energy for like 20 minutes and then you'll crash afterwards. But even the 20 minutes is worth the crash. So you could just see what you're really seeking is clarity and energy. I mean, if you ask me, well, that is really the biggest asset, to have clarity and presence and energy. So he's saying by doing small things and rejoicing in them, you actually elevate them. So number two, being happy that you consider yourself small and undeserving. Even if you have a mindset that you don't deserve anything, it's okay. This even magnifies that, because if you recognize, you know, who am I to deserve such a thing? Who am I to deserve the presence of the king? That itself magnifies the blessing. But again, we're talking about a smallness of not knowing versus an arrogant me, low self-esteem saying, I don't deserve anything. That's a completely different story. Number three, Hashem gives a reward for a mitzvah according to the way a person values the mitzvah. You need to really understand that concept. You need to take that concept. The way you value a mitzvah is the way you get the light in that mitzvah. That's the reward you get, the way you value it. And it makes so much sense, by the way. The way you value it is the reward you get out of it. We shouldn't really be thinking of a reward. We should be thinking of another opportunity to give. But obviously, we want to feel better. We want to reconnect. But if you think about just expanding your consciousness and expanding your presence, whatever you're doing, that is, it's and again, a lot of the reason why I'm asking myself, why am I doing classes? Why are these people? It's because I have a lot of passion when I do it. I don't look at it as an obligation. I look at it as an opportunity. I look at every day as a gift. It's an opportunity to give. I never say, oh, another class I have to give. Opposite. So that itself is a change. But if you're saying, oh, I have to give another class, then you're not valuing what you're speaking about. You know, you're not valuing what you're speaking about. And the problem is, again, people also, the listener also has to open up. The listener can only receive to the extent that he thinks this is worth it. So it's not just in the giver, it's the listener also. You know, I speak to many people, unfortunately, and you know, I ask them, what, are you sure you're on my podcast? Are you sure it's not somebody else's podcast? Are you sure did you go to the right one, Spotify? Or SoundCloud is over already. We're not on SoundCloud, but the guy's in the cloud a little bit. Why are these words not going inside? That means if we remember, anytime you have a fault in faith, you have to cry out to God in a broken heart. Because that's the easiest way to reconnect. Like, how in the world did I not believe in you? That embarrassment, it should get you there. So again, if there's nothing is going in, we can't just say, oh, it's not going in. No, you should say, well, we have a problem. Like, how frustrated it would be if you went to the gym, you ate well, and you didn't lose a pound, and you looked the same. You would be freaking out. You'd be checking your metabolism. You wouldn't just say, okay, it's no big deal. You would not do the same thing. We have to make sure that we break the heart, etc. So again, value what you do. Value your mitzvot. The greater you value, the greater the worth is. Isn't it incredible? This is all up to you. That's why God do not change. There's a famous pasuk that says in Malachi, I, God, do not change. I, God, do not change. That's it. So either why is somebody so happy, why is somebody so miserable? They're doing the same thing. So that's whether or not that person values what he's doing. Even if you consider yourself insignificant, unworthy, stop and think. Do you want to move forward and throw in the towel? Or do you want to all of a sudden rejoice in your happiness? This is another thing Reb Nachman says here, that there's many times that you're going to have a lot. Excuse me for my voice. There's many times that a person is going to have a lot of prayers that are not, that his heart and his mind are not in there. But Reb Nachman says, you should continue to pray. Why? Because one day you're going to have this energy, and from that one prayer, you'll be able to knock in all the other 99 prayers. All the other 99 prayers. So it's extremely important that when we do that, we... Hold on one second, let me just get some. Another thing he says here, do not be a perfectionist. Do not be a perfectionist. Rav Nachman says sometimes a person is going to go through a situation and he's going to say, and he didn't say the first part of the prayers with intention. He was in China. He was in the Knick game. He was Jalen Brunson was in his head. But at least let him say Aleinu with Kavana. Because it could have been that you got reincarnated just to say that prayer. So it's extremely important. Don't even in the same prayer itself, you all of a sudden 75% you're completely in La La Land. Get the last 25. You understand the value of saying one prayer with the Kavana could change the whole, could break everything. Because you said the first 75% of the prayer, your head was not there. But the last 25 could elevate the whole thing. So this is, again, we always, the mentality is, and again, throw in the towel. I'm not connected. I'm not there. My head's not there. Throw in the towel. We're throwing in the towel too much today. And what we should do is we should try to grab 5 minutes of something. Grab 5 minutes of it. You can't listen to a class? Grab 5 minutes of the class. Don't say, I don't have the head today. 5 minutes. It's because these 5 minutes accumulate. And you don't even know the power of the 5 minutes that you have. So that's another thing. We get out of this. And this is, again, this is not my advice. This is Rabbi Arush's advice on Rav Nachman's Torahs. It's the ability. You have no idea how you can strike something. And think about this practically. How much does it really take to get us into a good mood? And how much does it really take to get us into a bad mood? Not much. You could see that works. Doesn't take much to get you into a bad mood. And it doesn't take much to get you into a good mood sometimes, does it? No. So you could see how if one little video can change your mood, if one little email can change your mood, imagine what a couple of words can change your mood. So we can't also think, oh, I need a miracle. I need a Yeshua. No, you need discipline. Sometimes you need to sit and do something with intensity and have a little discipline. Don't always think you need a miracle, you need this, you need that. Because all of a sudden you're putting yourself in a very victim mindset, self-pity, I need a home run to save me all the time. You should not think that. You rejoice in the small things and build momentum than always putting yourself in a situation of needing a miracle. He also says, number six, he says that if a person rejoices in receiving something that he values, he's not happy about the opportunity to perform a mitzvah. For example, if a person is, when he rejoices that he's happy, if he doesn't rejoice in it, it's showing that he's not really, really happy with what he's getting. Therefore, what happens? The heaven closes the divine abundance. No one likes to take a gift and receive. For example, if you know that you're going to give somebody a gift and they're not going to appreciate it, you stop giving it. You stop giving it and that's it. Period. Same thing in heaven. When they see that this guy's getting things and he's not happy about it, they stop giving it to him. It's better that they stop giving to him, right? You know, you guys ever hear that story where there was a guy stuck in the top of the building and he threw out dollars to everybody and all of a sudden people on the street looked at the dollars and he walked away. So a dollar, and all of a sudden what happens, nobody got his attention. All of a sudden he threw rocks and all of a sudden people got hit with the rock and then they looked up who's throwing the rock. So unfortunately, God provides us with the dollars, and you're not so happy with it because we deserve more. So he stops giving you that, and then he gives you a rock. But the rock wakes you up, which is actually good. The rock is actually better than the dollar because at least now you'll appreciate where it's coming from. So the same concept here: if we don't appreciate God's blessings, remember today the Shekhinah is in exile. The feminine aspect of godliness is an exile. And the reason why it's an exile is because we don't perform the mitzvot with joy. Okay? That's why it's an exile. That's why it's an exile. So what we have to do today is we have to take the Shekhinah out of exile. And the way we do that is by taking simple things and being happy about it. Because it's showing you pride. Do you understand? You're showing you the pride that God has in you and you have in Him. And when you do that, That itself lightens you up. That's taking the Shekhinah out of exile, which you're actually doing the divine a favor. You know, there's a masculine, the blessed be he, and then there's a feminine aspect of which is the Shekhinah, which is the divine presence, right? And that's considered our energy today. If a person walks into a building, wow, I feel the Shekhinah in the room. You understand? That means that person created an arousal to bring godliness into the lowest realms. So this is what we have to do. So when we're able to do mitzvot, when we're able to have a good attitude, when we're able to do things with joy, that itself opens up the divine abundance. Divine abundance is not opened up when you worry and you control it and you're fearful. That doesn't, the opposite, because that absolutely closes it. That shows a lack of appreciation. So what he's saying here, failure to appreciate Hashem's small gifts not only blocks progress and abundance, but invokes stern judgments against a person. This, and he talks about the 98 curses that came upon the Jews in Parshas Kitavo. Why? Because they were in an entitlement, arrogant situation, and they did not serve God out of joy. They did not serve God out of joy. And this is a major issue that we have today. And it doesn't matter how spiritual or religious you are, whatever you do, do it with joy. Do it with joy. What's the difference anyway? You're doing it anyway. Put a smile on your face. But today, again, we're so disassociated. We're so disconnected from ourselves. We're just so disconnected from people. So obviously, if we're disconnected from ourselves, we're so disconnected from people, then obviously we're disconnected from doing these things with love and light. So that's where you need to reconnect. And when you reconnect through his bodhidut, you reconnect to yourself. And as you reconnect to yourself, you reconnect to other people. And as you reconnect to yourself and other people, you start reconnecting to God. You understand how it works? If you disconnect yourself, you're disconnecting from God, you're disconnecting from people, you're disconnecting from everybody. Because what happens when you disconnect from yourself? Then all of a sudden, everything's about you. Everything's about you. And if everything's about you, then you're a taker. And then nobody can do anything good for you. Because at the end of the day, how much can you receive if you're in receiving mode and you're empty? And the gas tank is empty. No matter what they give you, you'll never feel that fullness. But if you fill up your gas tank, then you can actually change that. Be fully aware that the Creator doesn't owe you anything, that everything He gives a person is a free gift. A grateful person, that's why when even a grateful person is so, he recognizes he doesn't deserve, so anything he gets, he appreciates it. He really, really appreciates an ungrateful person basically saying, I didn't get enough. I didn't get enough, so I'm not doing it anymore. Again, this is all stuff that we have to all work on. Since joy in performing mitzvot is a form of gratitude to Hashem, it is all the basis of life. Gratitude is the foundation of all character. So the beautiful line what he's saying here. Joy in performing mitzvot is gratitude to God. Unbelievable. Never thought of that. That means when you have joy doing something, a mitzvah, that is your form of gratitude to God. That is how you pay God back. When you do it with sadness, you don't pay him back. That's not gratitude, it's ingratitude. Saying, I'm obligated to do this. You understand? I'm going to tell you something crazy that you wouldn't believe, but you can get the same high as you go into these ayahuasca situations with throw up and all the whole thing, than doing a mitzvah with joy. You can get the same. I get the same highs by being in very spiritual states and doing things with good intention and an open heart. Then you'll save the throw up. You'll save the money. We're so constipated today. Do you understand? Because of our self-centeredness, and we have to open. We don't connect to the mitzvot. If we just connect to the mitzvot, you can get that jolt of light. How many times you gave charity to somebody, you felt great, and you lost money? How could you feel great? Because you're doing things with good intention about it. So, and this is where Hashem turns his countenance from the sad person. Without Hashem, Rabbi Nachman says something very bold. He says, when a person, God forbid, is sad. And gets, God forbid, the saddest depression. He says, not only will nobody, his friends will leave him, but his family will leave him also. Which is very dangerous. Very dangerous when you get into these states. Hashem turns his countenance from sad for a person. Without Hashem, the sad person goes from one setback to another. But if he's happy, Hashem shows him more things to happy about. Sadness is a violation of the Torah. A person who has a license to violate the Torah. Again, this is where Nachman says the first thing and the hardest thing is to be b'simcha. The hardest thing and the greatest thing is both to be happy. And he's saying again, Reb Nachman's clearly telling us very simple. You can get your greatest joy by doing the simplest things with joy. Remember, we have to think today more about form versus matter. You're working out. You have the wrong form. you're not getting the right pump and the story. Mm-hmm. If you have bad form, you will get injured. You will not enjoy the workout. You will not get results. But you're still up down. But the form is off. You're gonna get good chance. You're gonna get injured. So we need to think about form versus matter. How's the form? So even today, you pick up. You know, I would sit in Rabbi Rush's tables on Rosh Hashanah. He would say, "Thank you, God, for the cup. Thank you for the apple. Thank you for the plate. Thank you for the electricity. Thank you for the." And you know what happened? He normally did that. And last year, all of a sudden, the lights went out in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. It's a very, very famous Ukraine thing in Uman to shut the lights off in the middle of the holiday, you know, because they extort you and all that. Wonderful. Ukrainians, such wonderful people. God bless them. And all of a sudden, where did Rabbi Rush says, "You see, I forgot to thank God for the electricity."
That's crazy.
Thank Hashem for the electricity. The electricity came back. But, you know, when's the last time, I don't do that. When's the last time you, and Rav Nachman used to do that. He would be sitting in his table, and he would thank God for each individual food, the item was in the table. When's the last time you thank God for the water on the table? When's the last time you thought, again, we're not going to obviously spend 45 minutes thanking God before we sit down to eat. Let's be realistic. But why shouldn't we? Why shouldn't we spend 2 minutes on it? You know, all of us, we need to take the little things and magnify them more instead of waiting for the bigger things to happen for our states to change. And all I'm telling you is, instead of working outside in, work inside out. If you start working inside out, you'll see your expansion will create an expansion. But if you're working only of the outside, has to create the inside, then all of a sudden we're a prisoner to the outside. May Hashem help us and bless us all, that we should merit this pure heart. Have a great day.
Amen.